Hey everybody, welcome back. We are taking a deep dive today into faith.
Going deeper.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at some excerpts today from a book called Out of Rituals and Into Relationship.
Connecting with God Beyond the Church Walls.
Yes, exactly. Connecting with God Beyond the Church Walls by Xavier Le Mon. And one of the things that he says right at the beginning is that humanity was designed for intimacy with God.
That's right.
And he paints this really vivid picture of Adam and Eve, walking and talking with God in the garden.
Like it was the most natural thing.
Yes. So natural. I mean, what do you think about that? What comes to mind when you read that?
Well, I think about the contrast between the world as it was intended to be and the world as we know it now,
Why?
after the fall, that close connection was fractured.
Yeah. And he doesn't really sugarcoat it either when he talks about sin, because he says sin isn't just about breaking the rules,
Right.
but it's about this separation from God.
This devastating
Yeah,
separation.
it's a spiritual death, he
Yeah.
calls it.
Which is honestly way scarier than any physical death.
Yes, way scarier. And that's where that concept of the second death comes in, right?
Right. That idea of eternal separation from God
Wow.
is a powerful reminder of the stakes involved.
Yes. But the thing is, even when humanity messed up, God didn't just abandon us.
Yeah.
He had this plan to redeem us
Immediately.
right away. Like, he foreshadowed Jesus's victory way back in Genesis,
That's right.
with that whole promise that the serpent's head would be crushed.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. And then that promise continued to unfold throughout the Old Testament,
Yes.
all the covenants and the sacrifices,
Pointing
all
towards,
pointing towards Jesus.
yes, like he was setting the stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's interesting because even with all of that, we still struggle with these misconceptions about God.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We either think he's like waiting to punish us.
Right. Or he's totally indifferent.
Yes, like Zeus, ready to zap us.
Exactly. And what I think is so fascinating is that even Satan, with all his knowledge and power, seems to misunderstand God's true nature.
Really? Even Satan gets it wrong.
Even Satan
Yes.
can.
Wow. I mean, if he can get it wrong, what hope is there for us?
Right. Well, and that's what Le Mon reminds us. God exists outside of time and human comprehension.
Okay.
He's not bound by our limited understanding.
Great.
But one thing we can know for sure is that God is love. It's not something we earn or achieve,
Yeah.
it's his very essence.
It's who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of that verse in Romans that says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
that really changes your perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, flip the script.
Because so often we think, well, I have to get good enough. I
Right.
have to earn it.
Yeah, you have to prove yourself worthy.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about.
Not at all.
It's his love that draws us to him.
His love is a free gift.
Yes, and it makes me think about the whole idea of free will.
Yeah.
Because if God knew that we would rebel and that that would lead to so much pain,
So much brokenness.
why would he allow it?
Yeah, why would he give us that choice? Well, Le Mon argues that genuine love requires choice.
Okay.
God could have created us like robots programmed to obey,
Yeah, just to do his will.
but that wouldn't be real love.
So even the possibility of rebellion was part of the plan.
In a way, yes. He uses that story of Lucifer's fall as an example.
Oh, yeah.
Lucifer, this powerful angel who was in heaven, he became prideful and he believed that he no longer needed God.
Oh, wow.
And he convinced a third of the angels in heaven to follow him.
A third.
Yeah, and those became what we know as Satan and his demons.
Wow.
It was a choice rooted in that lie that we can be our own gods.
And we see that lie everywhere today, don't we?
Absolutely.
That we can find fulfillment apart from God.
You know that we don't need him,
Yeah, we can do it ourselves.
that we have all the answers.
Yeah, so where does Jesus fit into all of this? Because Le Mon is suggesting that his sacrifice wasn't just to get us into heaven,
Right.
but it was for something even bigger.
Yeah, he says that Jesus came to restore our authority on earth. We become heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
Wow, when you say it like that, it's like,
It's mind-blowing.
yeah, it is mind-blowing because it challenges that whole escape from earth mentality. Like
Exactly.
we're just waiting to be rescued
Right.
when really we're called to partner with God to bring heaven to earth.
It's about bringing his kingdom here.
Yes. To be his hands and feet. That's a
Absolutely.
totally different way of looking at
It
it.
flips the script.
Yeah. And this is
Yeah.
really making me think about my approach to faith, because we're just getting started here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm really curious about is how Le Monde differentiates between religion and relationship.
Well, that's where things get really interesting. You know,
okay.
He argues that Jesus ushered in this new way to connect with God. That's not about external rituals anymore.
Okay.
But it's about internal transformation.
So less about what we do and more about who we are.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
You know, like that verse in Jeremiah where God says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's not about following rules.
It's a heart change.
Yes, a heart change.
Yeah.
From the inside out.
Mm. Okay, so how does that actually happen?
Well, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. You know,
okay.
Le Monde really emphasizes the role of the Holy Spirit as the key to understanding and living out this new way of relating to God.
I love that because, you know, we're no longer under the old covenant.
Right.
We don't need priests or rituals.
We have direct access to God.
Yes.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself said, it's better for me to go so that the Holy Spirit can come.
Yeah. What a statement.
Right. I mean, if Jesus said that,
that's huge.
It must be important.
It has to be.
It makes you wonder what we're missing out on, you know?
Yeah, I know.
When we don't really understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, why does reading the Bible sometimes feel so dry and irrelevant?
Yes. And Le Monde addresses that, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
He says it's not enough to just pray before you open the book.
It's about a relationship.
Yes.
You know, it's an ongoing conversation with God.
Not a one-way
lecture.
Yeah, it's back and forth.
Exactly.
And he uses these three characters to illustrate this. You know, Sheila, Karen, and Thomas.
Yeah, I love those stories.
And they represent these struggles that people have within the church.
Right.
You know, Sheila's stuck in the rituals.
They feel empty to her.
Yeah. Karen feels isolated, even though she's surrounded by people.
Yeah.
And Thomas just doesn't see how any of the doctrines apply to his everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And their stories really highlight how even well-intentioned structures
right.
can become barriers to a genuine relationship with God.
Because we get so focused on doing the right things
yeah.
that we forget about just being in a relationship with God.
Yes, and it's not about checking off boxes.
No.
And Le Monde suggests that this focus on structure and control actually started way back in the early church.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
He points to figures like Clement of Rome, Ignatius of Antioch,
yeah.
Irenaeus of Lyons, who emphasized hierarchy within the church.
Mm.
And he argues that even the Reformation, you know,
yeah.
despite breaking from Catholicism, mm. ended up replicating a lot of those same structures.
So are we saying that religion is our attempt to reach God on our own terms?
Yeah, he calls it religiosity, you know,
right.
when we make doctrine and tradition more important than the transforming work of the Spirit.
And so the question we have to ask ourselves is,
it's a big question.
Has religion become a barrier
between us and God?
Yeah, that's a hard question.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it's one that we need to ask ourselves, honestly.
Absolutely.
So how about, you know, the Old Testament? Does he address that at all?
He does. He uses stories from the Old Testament to illustrate the limitations of just relying on works and rituals.
Yeah.
You know, like King Saul's disobedience.
Yes.
When he spared the Amalekites, even though God told him not to.
He wanted to please the people.
Right. He cared more about what people thought than about obeying God.
Yes. And it reminds me of all those prophets.
Oh, yeah.
Who were constantly calling people out.
For their empty worship.
Yeah. Like Isaiah condemned meaningless sacrifices.
Right.
And Micah reminded everyone that God desires justice, mercy, and humility.
It's this constant cycle, you know,
yeah.
of humanity trying to reach God through yeah. our own efforts.
Yeah. And God saying, hey, that's not it.
Yeah. Come back to me.
Come back to the relationship.
Yeah. Have a relationship with me.
And that brings us back to the role of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Because the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us to live out this new way of relating to God.
Yeah. You know, when the veil in the temple was torn at Jesus's death.
Yes.
It symbolized the end of needing a mediator.
Yeah.
Between us and God.
Direct access.
We have direct access through the Holy Spirit.
So instead of relying on external rules or rituals,
we have God's law written on our hearts.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit.
Written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
It's a complete paradigm shift.
It really is.
You know, going from religion based on performance.
Right.
To a relationship based on grace.
Yes. And I love that because that's what sets us free.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so much to unpack here, and we are just getting started.
We are just catching the surface.
We're just scratching the surface.
There's so much more to explore.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Are you just going through the motions in your faith, sitting in pews, checking the boxes, but still feeling like something's missing? Religion was never meant to be a substitute for a real relationship with God. That's why I wrote and recorded Out of Rituals and Into Relationship, Connecting to God Beyond the Church Walls, to help you break free from tradition and experience the life-changing connection God designed you for. And here's the best part. You can listen to the first few chapters of the audiobook for free. No cost, no catch, no commitment. Go to www.dge4.me/relationship. That's DGE for direct God engagement, /relationship. Go there now and start your journey out of rituals and into relationship.
Okay, so we're back and we were talking about the difference between religion and relationship.
Yeah, moving beyond rituals and routines.
Yes, and really connecting with God in a deeper way.
That's it.
So one of the things that Lamont talks about is this idea of healing from church hurts.
Yeah, those wounds that we can get.
Yes. Sometimes the very place that we're seeking, you know, guidance and support,
we end up getting hurt.
Yes. It's heartbreaking, really. And what about those times when, you know, our faith has been shaken?
Yeah.
When we've been hurt by the church. How do we even begin to approach God after that?
That's a really important question, and Lamont addresses it head on in part four of his book. He calls it Healing from Church Hurts.
Okay.
And he acknowledges that very real pain that religious institutions and leaders can inflict.
Because it's something that so many people struggle with.
For so many people.
Feeling betrayed.
Yeah.
By the very place they sought guidance and support.
And Lamont approaches this topic with so much compassion, you know?
Yeah.
He starts by helping us understand the root of that pain.
Often he suggests it comes from misplaced trust. Oh. We put our faith in human leaders or systems.
Instead of God.
Instead of God himself.
Building a house on a faulty foundation.
Exactly.
And when the storms come,
the whole thing crumbles.
Yeah. And he talks specifically about the pain caused by toxic leadership.
Legalism.
Hypocrisy.
Lack of genuine community.
Yeah. Those are things that so many people have experienced.
It's great.
And it leaves these deep wounds.
It does.
But thankfully, he doesn't leave us there.
No.
You know, he offers this path to healing, forgiveness, and renewed trust in God. I love that because so often we try to do it on our own.
Right. We try to just power through it.
Yeah, we stuff it down.
But he encourages us to actually acknowledge the pain.
Okay.
To forgive those who've hurt us. And this is key. He says, we have to realign our faith with God.
Yes. Not with the broken systems.
Yes.
That cause the hurt.
It's about reclaiming our faith.
Yeah. Taking it back.
And putting it in the right hands.
In the hands of the one who can truly heal us.
Wow. And that's so powerful because we can't do it on our own.
We can't.
We need him.
We need his grace.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about moving beyond rituals. You know, seeking God, directly finding healing from our hurts.
Embracing the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. But what about community?
Oh, that's a good question.
Can we truly live out this kind of faith in isolation?
Lamont tackles that question head on, you know. Yeah. He suggests that true spiritual community isn't confined to a building or to programs.
Okay, so it's not just about attending church every Sunday.
It's about more than that, you know.
Okay.
It's about connecting with other believers who are on the same journey as you.
People who get it.
People who get it.
Yeah.
People who are seeking to live out their faith authentically and support each other along the way.
That's beautiful.
It is, you know.
So it's about shared purpose, mutual encouragement.
Genuine fellowship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he paints this picture of a spirit-led gathering.
I love that.
Where everyone's gifts are valued.
Yeah.
There's no rigid hierarchy.
Yeah. It's less about conforming to a set of rules.
Yeah.
And more about embracing the freedom and diversity of the spirit.
It sounds like the kind of community we all long for.
I think it is.
A place where we can truly be ourselves.
Where we can grow.
Yeah, grow in our faith.
And use our gifts to serve others.
So, you know, one of the things that I've always wondered about is this whole idea of, like, having a conversation with God.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it sounds great, but is it really that simple?
Well, Lamont actually breaks it down in a very practical way. Huh? In part three of his book outline, he calls it conversing with God. And he believes that it's something that every believer can experience.
So no special hotline to heaven.
No special hotline. He emphasizes that It starts with quieting our minds and being intentional about inviting God's presence.
Yeah, because you can't really have a conversation with somebody when you're doing all the talking.
Exactly. It's about listening as much as it is about speaking.
Okay.
He encourages us to ask God questions, not just, you know, firing off a wish list, but really engaging in a back and forth dialogue.
So being open to hearing things that maybe we don't expect or we don't necessarily agree with.
Absolutely. It's about listening without judgment. You know, even when it challenges our preconceived notions.
Yeah.
It is. But he reminds us that, you know, God's truth can be uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when it exposes those lies that we've been believing.
So it's like this process of dismantling those lies and replacing them with God's truth.
It's about allowing his words to reshape our thinking.
Okay.
And bring us into alignment with his will.
That sounds amazing, but also a little intimidating.
Yeah, it can be. You know, it's stepping into the unknown.
Wow, this has been so eye-opening.
I know, it's really challenging us.
To rethink everything.
To rethink everything about faith.
So to kind of sum it all up,
yeah.
What would you say is the biggest takeaway from all of this?
I think it's this idea of moving beyond the rituals and routines.
Okay.
And embracing a relationship with God that's deeply personal and transformative.
And led by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Because that's the key, isn't it?
It's the key that unlocks everything.
And that's where true freedom comes
from. Where the real adventure begins.
Wow. I love that. So we're talking about rediscovering the simplicity and the power of walking with God.
Yeah, just like Adam and Eve in the garden.
Guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And supported by a community of authentic believers.
That's the picture.
And it all starts with asking ourselves that honest question.
The one that Lamont leaves us with.
Is the Holy Spirit truly guiding my life?
Yeah.
Or am I relying on religion to do what only God can do?
That's the question.
That is a powerful question.
What a life-changing question.
It is. Wow. This has been an incredible deep dive into some really challenging but encouraging ideas.
It really has.
And we want to encourage you to check out Xavier Lamont's book, Out of Rituals and Into Relationship, when it's released to continue this journey of discovery and transformation.
It's an adventure.
It is. Until next time.
See you then.
You've been told what to think about God, but have you been shown how to connect with him? For too long, faith has been reduced to rules, rituals, and routines. But that's not what God wants. He wants you in a direct relationship with him, one-on-one. In my new audiobook, Out of Rituals and Into Relationship, Connecting to God Beyond the Church Walls, I'll show you how to ditch the performance mindset and hear from God for yourself. Listen to the first few chapters completely free and experience it. See what you think. Go to www.dge4.me/godwalk. That's DGE for direct God engagement, /godwalk, no spaces. Go there now and start your journey out of rituals and into relationship.